Glad to have you in this morning, and kind of exciting news. It's going to be a big week for libraries next week, as it's National Library Week, as I understand it, correct?
That's correct. It's something we like to celebrate every year. Libraries all over the world.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's April 4th through April the 10th, and is there anything special planned with the Audrain County Libraries? Will there be any big events going on during National Library Week?
We are just kind of doing business as usual, but we're planning to have some make and take crafts for the kids to come in and to get, and we're going to have like bottled water at some locations, and then we're going to have prepackaged snacks for people to come in at different locations to just kind of come in and celebrate with us.
Yes, no doubt, as things are starting to open back up a little bit more, as I understand it, with the libraries. Is that right? Are things opening up a little more?
Absolutely. We're trying to open up a lot more, and we're planning our summer reading program, and we're planning to do more things in-house. And so this is our way to kind of get the ball rolling, to invite more people to come in, because we've been very safe at the library.
Absolutely. Now, you guys have several locations within Audrain County. Just kind of go over those locations with us again this morning.
Absolutely. We're very proud of all five of our locations. We have a location in Martinsburg, Ladonia, Farber, Vandalia, and, of course, the Mexico headquarters. So every location is planning something to celebrate National Library Week next week.
That is awesome. I know that there is a big dedication that's being planned at the Farber location, if you'll tell us a little bit about that.
We're really excited about that. As a lot of people may know, that longtime branch manager and librarian at Farber, Vernell Hull, passed last February, and we're all still kind of, you know, getting over that, because she was so instrumental in the library and in the Farber community. So we're planning a big dedication. It's the library and also their community betterment. The community betterment there is, they're going to dedicate a memorial bench, which will be outside of the library, for people to just come and sit. And Vernell loved flowers, so they're planning to plant some of her favorite flowers close to the bench. And the Library Board of Trustees, we have a really nice big brass plaque that we're going to dedicate in her memory. And we'll be getting with their community betterment and their city to see whether we want to put the plaque on the inside of the building or on the outside of the building. It's really beautiful. It's brass. It has an inset of her picture on the plaque. And so we're just hoping everybody in the Farber community and the surrounding communities will come out and help us celebrate her life.
Well, what a great service. I was reading a little bit about her bio, about her biography, and she started the library there in, what, 1966? Is that right?
Right. She was very instrumental in them having a library in Farber. She was one of the people that was, we need to have a library there. And so she was the only librarian there until she passed. Currently, we have another lady there, Brenda Gower, and she's doing a fabulous job.
54 years. That is a long time for sure.
That is a long time.
We'll look forward to that dedication coming up later on this month. We kind of talked to you a little bit last year whenever you guys were doing some restoration of the windows over at the library here in town. How is that progressing? And if you can kind of provide us an update this morning.
Well, I'm happy to tell you that we're hoping at the end of April, the first part of May, they are going to start on the rest of the windows at the library. They'll do the rest of the first floor, and then they'll do the second floor. And the windows will also be historical. There'll be a historical replication like the front windows were, because we don't want to take away from the aesthetics or anything of the building. We want it to look like it did, but just be a lot more energy efficient.
Certainly. Did COVID kind of keep that from getting finished whenever you really kind of wanted it to?
Yes, we were hoping we would have progressed a little bit further, but COVID did have something to do with that, yes.
I can only imagine. Any other big events that you want to talk about this morning with the library, or have we kind of covered everything this morning?
Well, just there's going to be a big announcement on April the 7th down at Vandalia. Charter Spectrum is going to make an announcement in the Vandalia community, and it's going to be at the Eastern YMCA at Vandalia, and the announcement will have something to do with the library. Now, I can't give it all away to you.
Just a tease this morning.
This is a little teaser. You know, I don't want to take away from anything that they're doing, but April the 7th, that will be a good day to be in Vandalia.
I always love to visit Vandalia, the YMCA, and the library over there, so I think I've made plans for April the 7th now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, and the only other thing, and we will be posting a little bit on our Facebook page, is we're going to be closed in Mexico April the 12th, 13th, and 14th. We have some more things that we need to do in it's in conjunction with what happened to the library back in November with our boiler and the water. So we have some more things that we need to take care of, but we need to be closed to take care of those things. We encourage everybody during National Library Week to stop by and stack up on your materials. And if you can't get what you want at the library, we want to remind people that we have things online. They can get things from Missouri Libraries to Go or Hoopla.